Ergonomics is it's a relative term, right? So it depends on first on understanding what causes your pain, right? So sometimes good position to sit anywhere is, keeping your feet flat on the ground, having your knees kind of at a 90-degree angle, sticking out your chest, rolling your shoulders back, and kind of making sure your low back has a little bit of an arch. But if you're watching TV or a movie, that might not be comfortable, right? And if some people, for example, you can have bad posture and not have an issue. And for some people, that causes the issue. So if you're not having problems, then maybe just doing stuff that long term doesn't cause a problem. So sitting in a lazy position or couch potato position for 3 hours, then maybe your back is sore. So instead, pause that movie at half an hour and maybe get up and just move around real quick, whether that be to make the popcorn. So use the snacking as an excuse to maybe just move up and get up and stretch. Or if you have issues, then maybe put a pillow behind your low back, right? So increase that lumbar support. If you have a recliner, if you're not going to want to put your feet flat on the ground in 90 degree knees, then maybe use the recliner, but use it in a position where then you're taking the load off of your back. A lot of times what we're doing when we're reclining or lounging is then our head is propped up really too far up or too far down to be able to see the screen properly. So maybe using a pillow behind our neck. And then sometimes what goes, we work on our low back and we always focus on that. But if we're leaning a lot, I like to lean to my right side. So then after about one or two episodes of a TV show, then I start having neck and shoulder pain because now I'm cranking my neck and putting all that weight on my shoulder. And so it's also being cognizant about other positions that can cause pain in other parts of your body as well.